Another question from cyberspace. If a marriage, the boy and the girl, is in trouble and they have children, or if they have actually been divorced, what is the attitude of the mother-in-law to be? More than often, you're not going to like me saying this, more than often, the mother-in-law on both sides are the cause of the separation and the divorce. They often hold the attitude, this girl's not good enough for my son, or this boy is not good enough for my daughter. And that constant harassment, emotional harassment, mental harassment, and often physical harassment too, often separates the couple just for their own peace of mind. When we're asked to do a compatibility through Jyotisha astrology for a marriage, we not only do the compatibility between the boy and the girl, we also do the compatibility between the girl and his mother. So the attitude of the mother-in-law on both sides should be to open the heart and treat each boy and each girl as their own children and love them, keep in touch with them, and try to mend what was strained or broken. To separate or divorce was not part of the marriage agreement in the first place. No one really wants that to happen. The boy does not want it. The girl does not want it. But in lack of a positive support group, it often happens. It's sad. It makes new karma in this life to be worked out in a life to come.